news remote. Military spokesman for Yemen's Houthi movement said in a tweet on Saturday it had targeted the Jisan and Abda airports as well as a military base in Saudi Arabia with drones. The hit was accurate, the spokesman said on Twitter. Earlier on Saturday and Friday, the Saudi coalition had said it had intercepted and destroyed 3 explosive-laden drones from Houthis aimed towards Saudi Arabia, without specifying the location. President Alpha Conde of Guinea won the October 18th election with 59.5% of the vote, according to a full preliminary tally from the Election Commission on Saturday. The victory requires confirmation by the Constitutional Court. It gives a third term in office to the 82-year-old Conde after a bitterly fought election in which the opposition said he had no right to participate. Conde says a constitutional referendum in March reset his 2-year limit, but opponents say he's breaking the law by holding onto power. Results were announced in batches in recent days and already showed Conde in the lead, which sparked street protests and opposition strongholds in which at least 17 people died. And in the Ivory Coast, President Alassane Ouattara is also running for a third term in elections this month, after using a change in the constitution as a reset, sparking violent clashes in recent days in the streets of that country as well. U.S. President Donald Trump voted in his adopted home state of Florida before hitting the campaign trail for rallies in 3 swing states Saturday, joining more than 54 million Americans who have cast early ballots ahead of the November 3rd presidential election. Trump voted at a library in West Palm Beach near his Mar-a-Lago estate, after switching his permanent residence and voter registration last year from New York to Florida. This is VOA News. Iran's foreign ministry on Saturday described a U.S.-brokered Sudan-Israel deal to normalize ties as phony and accused Khartoum of paying a ransom in return for Washington removing it from a list of state sponsors of terrorism. Iran remains on that list. The deal agreed to on Friday marked the third Arab government after the United Arab Emirates and Bahrain to set aside hostilities with Israel in the last 2 months. U.S. President Donald Trump announced on Monday he would take Sudan off the list once it had deposited $335 million it had pledged to pay in victims' compensation. Khartoum has since placed the funds in a special escrow account for victims of al-Qaeda attacks on U.S. embassies in Kenya and Tanzania in 1998. And Poland's President Andrzej Duda has tested positive for the coronavirus, according to a spokesman. The spokesman said Saturday on Twitter that the 48-year-old conservative leader was tested the day before and his result was positive. He added that the president feels well. Duda's diagnosis came amid a huge surge in the number of confirmed coronavirus cases and deaths in Poland. North Korea has warned its citizens to stay indoors, saying seasonal yellow dust blowing in from China might carry the new coronavirus into the country. The claim that the virus that causes COVID-19 could spread to North Korea from the Gobi Desert, which is 1,200 miles away, appears to be unsupported. 6 feet is a common social distancing metric, although the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says droplets containing the virus can sometimes linger in the air for hours. A report in a North Korean newspaper said citizens should refrain from outdoor activities and must follow prevention guidelines such as wearing masks when they go outside. And more reaction on that deal to normalize ties between Sudan and Israel. The United Arab Emirates, which signed a normalization deal with Israel in September, welcomed Sudan's decision to establish relations too as historic. Sudan's decision to initiate relations with the State of Israel is an important step to enhance security and prosperity in the region, the official WAM news agency said, citing the foreign ministry. And Bahrain, which followed the UAE in striking a normalization deal with Israel, hailed the agreement as well between Sudan and Israel. It underlined the kingdom's support for Sudan's efforts to exercise an active and constructive role in the international community. That's according to a foreign ministry statement. For more on these and other international stories, please visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.